Lower Kuskokwim School District Assistant Superintendent Carlton Coons loves football.
There is nothing like the contact, hearing the pads popping. I think this community will be all over having a football team.
Coons' office screams football. There's football helmets in the corner, a football sign by the Oregon Ducks. There's a picture of Coons playing football and a picture of his son playing football in a football-shaped frame. Coons says he's been promoting starting the sport in Bethel for 13 years.
Since I moved back to Bethel. So I'm just really pleased that it's got some momentum going.
That momentum started in August when Bethel Regional High School assistant principal and athletic director, Dr. Doug Boyer, got an idea.
The big thing has always been, where would we do this program at? And as I was driving by Pinky's Park on their softball field, I saw five different groups of people using that field. And I thought about it and I said, you know, we could have football there. Because we would play our road games, you know, we'd play on the road. We could do football there. And it could work because you never use 100 yards during a football practice. And so I came and I spoke with the superintendents. I also spoke with Mr. Bacard, the principal, and I said, I think we have a plan that we can put into motion.
Here's that plan. Get final approval from the state to start a program and get placed in a conference, raise money, order equipment, hire a coach, and recruit players. So far, so good, Boyer says, and there will be help.
The Seattle Seahawks have said that they will send their old tackling dummies, their sleds, tackling, blocking sleds, as long as we pay for them to be barged up in the summertime.
The Seahawks Foundation will also provide half the $41,000 needed to purchase shoulder pads, helmets, and uniforms for the school's 50 players. The rest of the money will come from fundraising and from groups in town that Boyer has talked to about donating. He says they're only buying the best.
For example, the helmets are top-rated helmets through the West Virginia hospital that actually puts star ratings on helmets for the NFL. And the helmets we are looking to purchase are the top rated star rating helmets.
Of course, safety, especially the issue of concussions, is a big deal in football. And Boyer says one way to make the contact sport safer is to change how teams practice that contact.
Oh, how would you say it? You're doing blocking drills, the full out practice like when I was in high school. Tackling doesn't happen anymore. It's more kind of mock drills that teach technique that has lowered actually the concussion rate in these states below the national averages by quite a bit.
If all the pieces come together, the season will begin the last week of July with games every other week, most likely in the Anchorage area. The first few years, the team will play against junior varsity teams as it builds its skills. The BRHS Middle School might start a flag football team to feed the high school program. Boyer says the reason for all this work is, yes, the health benefits from physical activity, but also to keep kids in school.
The big thing that activities do in schools is keep students connected with the school. There is a huge numbers when you look across the board that football does decrease the amount of dropouts in a school.
And that's a big deal for BRHS. The current four-year graduation rate is 65%. The school district is pushing to raise that to 75% this year. Boyer says football just might help them get there.
We have had a ton of students who have came to me this year that says, I want to play football. I think this is great. I'm excited. Funny thing is we've had even had some seniors saying, is there any way I could do a fifth year of high school to play? We've told them no, obviously, you know, but a lot of students, male and females, have been really excited for the opportunity to try this new activity at BRHS.
At the Bethel Regional High School, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.